Hachette Audio presents How She Died, How I Lived. Written by Mary Crockett. Read by Bailey Carr. For all the lost girls. Wednesday, July 11th. A year and 2 months ago. Stonehenge Pool. Want to hang this afternoon? I poked a straw into my snow cone. It didn't usually come with a straw, but the cute old guy who worked at the Hawaiian Chill said he kept them on hand just for me. What day was it? Tuesday? No, Wednesday. Because Sander wasn't coming back from his eternal camping trip until Friday, and that was still 2 days away. 2 more days of Sanderless summer in the hick town we call home. I stretched out on a lounge chair, pulled the straw out of my blue coconut, and sucked the icy sweetness from the end. The sun was too bright, the pool too dead. Monica and Andy would usually be here with me, but Monica was at a church retreat all week, and Andy had to help her mom clean out their garage. So, today, it was just me and the anonymous, annoying family. In the shade of a yellow-striped umbrella below a sky-blue straw hat, Mrs. Annoying drowsed. Her 10-year-old twins were playing some game where they shouted movie quotes and vaulted off the diving board. The lifeguard on duty, a bony guy with ostrich eyes and a silver lip ring, gazed blindly from his perch. Annoying boy number one.
It's so fluffy!
Splash. Annoying boy number two.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Splash. Annoying boy number one.
To infinity and beyond.
Splash. I looked back at my phone. Kyle Paxson was a little funny, and not the ha-ha kind. He had my number from Algebra 1 back when I was a freshman and he was a senior. But even as a freshman, it didn't take me long to figure out Kyle was a guy best ignored. Harmless enough, but weird.
Luke, I'm your father, boy number...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?